Rourke lurched forward, his fists still clenched on the twin detonic pistols. He pushed himself to his feet and half threw himself into the deeper shadow ahead, down the tunnel leading into the main body of the bunker. Cole would be arming the missiles to launch, and millions would die. Rourke raced ahead, leaving Rubenstein and O'Neill beside the second door, the one with the combination lock, which was wide open. If Cole had closed it, Rourke would have been powerless to stop him. Rourke ran on, lights gleaming in the corners where the low concrete ceiling met the walls. Such little room in the passage that if he jogged slightly left or right, his shoulders would brush against the walls. He could hear the generators. The lighting and the missile firing devices were all in the same electrical system, he assumed. He could see brighter light at the far edge of the tunnel, and he ran on, his arms at his sides, his pistols clutched in both fists. He would kill Cole in a heartbeat if that's what it took to stop him. Rourke skidded on his combat boot heels across the last yard or so, lurching against the doorframe. He was at the missile control room. Cole was leaning across a panel of switches and lights. He turned, his eyes glinting, the front of his body covered in mud-smeared blood.
Cole! Don't!
Rourke held out both pistols. Cole's body slid down from the panel, his left arm extended. Rourke saw it, as if in slow motion, the push of a button, a red button. The lighting in the control room switched from whitish yellow to a dull red. Cole's body sank to the floor, rolled, the eyes blank and staring upward.
Irretrievable launch sequence initiated. T-minus 10 minutes and counting.
Shit!
Rourke then whirled the dials on the radio, praying the electromagnetic pulse on the night of the war hadn't reached this far into the ground. The pulse that had wiped out the airbase communications until the late Armand Thiel had jerry-rigged a way to restore them.
Rourke, the helicopter! Natalia, come in!
John, where are you?
No time. In the bunker. Launch is 9 minutes from now.
9 minutes and counting.
You hear that?
Yes, yes!
Get down here. We have to go into the silos to try and disarm the electrical system that'll trigger the launch. The panel here is armor-plated. I can't get into it. We've got to at least try for the silos. Work out!
He threw down the microphone and ran for the metal steps leading down to the silo access tunnel just ahead.
T-minus 4 minutes and counting.
Natalia stared for a moment at Cole's dead eyes, then ran for the ladder to the lower level in the missile access tunnel.
Natalia! Natalia!
She dropped to the ground, then ran toward Rourke at the electrical panel. Six wires were removed, three cut. He held his knife against a fourth, his fingers behind the wire.
What happened when you cut these?
Nothing. Not a damn thing.
This could take hours, and we still might fuse the wires and automatically trigger a launch.
T-minus 3 minutes and counting.
Shit!
I love you, John. I think we're going to die here.
I love you, too.
His knife blade was still poised over the wire.
Don't cut that! I wish we had more time together. I wish you'd made love to me.
I couldn't make... Why shouldn't I cut it?
Sarah would never understand how lucky she is. That you love her. We're faithful to her.
I had no choice. It's the way I'm made. I wanted to so much.
Rourke took her hand, squeezing it.
I never loved anyone like I loved you.
I love you even after death.
T-minus 2 minutes and counting.
One of these wires has got to be the way to stop this.
Natalia shifted her gaze to the floor, and Rourke followed it as she picked up the cover panel that had been over the wiring itself.
That protected the wires.
What?
She dropped the panel, threw her arms around his neck, and kissed him.
That's it. If I can find the pre-ignition wire here, I can activate the ignition test sequence and start the nearest of the missiles to burn out.
What are you talking about?
The panel, John. That's what it did. The packing inside, all around here. Fireproof. It's like a fireproof vault. These launch in a series, these missiles. If the panel and the circuit box weren't fireproofed, the first burn would destroy the launch system wiring and the other five missiles wouldn't launch at all. If I can get an ignition check burn, the flames will vaporize the wiring and the system will be dead.
Yeah, so will we. What do we do?
Maybe not. I can rig a delay. Maybe 15 seconds just by stripping away most of the insulation on one of the wires and grounding it to a hot wire. Say for the lights.
Hey, if you know what you're talking about, fine. You lost me, so just do it.
You run. I'll do it myself.
T-minus 1 minute, 30 seconds, and counting.
I'll stay with you. I won't leave you. I won't.
She looked at him, and he saw again the beauty of her eyes, their incredible blueness, her skin so white as her left hand unconsciously brushed back her dark hair from her face.
Take my gloves.
I have my own. Tighter fit.
T-minus 1 minute, 15 seconds, and counting.
Natalia put on the skin-tight left glove as she began tracing out wires with her right hand. Rourke watched her eyes follow the wiring system. She selected one wire and carefully separated it from the others.
We could use that extra 15 seconds. Is that the wire that'll give it to us?
I have no way of knowing if this is the right wire. I think it is, but I don't know.
T-minus 1 minute and counting.
Graphic Audio. A movie in your mind.